Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who's screaming from the rooftops for the big banks to help out America's small businesses, the Robin Hood of small business.
Now, don't be sore at the banks. Help! We fired our CEO and he barely got out with $50 million.
That poor man, is he okay?
Well, as okay as you can be in the north of France.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. If you've been listening already, congratulations. We consider that a sign of high intelligence. And we got our good friend Jory Clark. Jorian Clark is the CEO of a lot of companies, but especially kidscom.com, which is a website that that we've been telling you about for a long time, where kids can get some good, wholesome fun and learn about computers and learn about life. She's our good friend Jory Clark. Welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you much, Jim. Delighted as always to be here.
Yeah, it's good to have you here. Jory, one of the things I want to talk about in this segment is we'll talk a little bit about the kids a little bit later on, but I want to talk about something that you found that you think might be a good way for small business owners to check on getting some funding. And
yeah.
And that's a website you're calling, it's called Kickstarter.com?
Yes, Kickstarter.com.
All right.
Now, it's not for everybody, but if you have a project that is in the area of food or design or fashion or technology or journalism or games, if you have anything in that area, what this is, you know, many small businesses just start with an idea, and they don't always have enough of a funding mechanism, especially with venture capital money being challenging and so on.
Right.
They've got to get creative. And nowadays, friends and family don't even always have the cash that they used to have in the past. So this website, Kickstarter.com, was set up to really promote the opportunity for people who would care about what you're trying to do to learn about it and to actually donate.
So you're talking about this is an organization that's putting up sort of creative ideas, and people who are interested in promoting that sort of thing, they don't invest so much as they donate?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. And it's anything from $10 up below, going up from there. And what happens is there's a certain goal that's set. So let's say you need to have $10,000 in order to take your idea and get it out there. People can read about you do a video, people can read about what you're doing, and then they can choose what amount to pledge. And you have so many days to raise those funds, and if the pledge total is hit, then the funds are released. But if there's not enough people that think it's a good idea, and you don't get to your total, then they don't release the funds, and so an individual isn't out any money if the idea doesn't
Return
to everybody.
So the money's kind of held in escrow or not actually executed until
it is.
Yeah. And so
many people will be familiar with that sort of concept with Groupon,
which is
the couponing site.
Mm-hmm.
So it's the same sort of concept as you say, okay, here's how much I want to donate, and they say this is what we want to reach by this many days, and if that number isn't hit, then the money isn't released.
What's an example of a company that would be successful would be more likely to be successful with a group like this?
Sure, absolutely. I'm just one of the most interesting ones that I saw was a group that had these metal magnetic pots that were really well designed so that you could actually plant a plant in it and then stick it up against a metal wall or stick it against the side of a file cabinet that was metal.
Mm-hmm.
And it would hold it and wouldn't spill water all over the place and so on. So they put up that they were interested in raising money, and I'm going to find them in just a second here as we talk, but they actually went and raised several hundred thousand dollars
from
people being interested. Now, part of what they did...
So, and they have no obligation to the people who put the money in?
no obligation at all. It's not giving up.
They raised several people donated several hundred thousand dollars.
Yes.
Where's this been for me for the last 22 years, Jory?
I'm so
lovable. I've got all these great ideas.
Well, see, you know, your next book could be funded that way.
Exactly. That's what I'm talking about.
yep. And it's a great way for somebody who thinks that they have a really terrific idea, but they just don't know how to get it started. It's an opportunity for them to really get it started.
So it's called Kickstarter.com. Folks, Kickstarter.com. Check it out. See what you think. I might have to spend a little more time on this. This might have some promise there, folks. Check it out. Jory, your company's new name is Circle One Network, right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Circle One, the number one network. Is that the website, CircleOneNetwork.com?
CircleOneNetwork.com.
All right, so check it out, folks. Gonna take a quick break. Right back with Jory and Clark after these messages. Stay with us.
The first thing you do when you get up out of bed is hit that street running and try to meet the masses. Go get yourself some cheap sunglasses.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.